Welcome to the FWC Family Camp 2023, live from Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This service is broadcast live worldwide on Sun Life TV, Sun Life Radio, Facebook Live, and on the SBN Now app. Let's go live to Family Worship Center as this service begins.
And let's welcome the greatest children's pastor in America right now, Pastor Jonathan Steele. Come on, give it up for him right now.
Amen. Let's give it up for Jesus this morning. I feel the Spirit in this place this morning. It's okay to praise and worship. Go ahead, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up his name. He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of it all this morning. Praise God. Some people might be wondering, man, I thought this was a kid-friendly service. This is how we do it in Powerhouse. Welcome. Because as I looked across as we were singing that last song, I'm looking across and I see kids jumping. Kids' hands raised. Kids' hands raised to God, praising him for what he's done. It's okay to be Pentecostal in front of your children. They get enough watered down curriculum. It's time to get the word of God. Lift up his name one more time this morning. Lift up his name. Praise you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Y'all go ahead, have a seat, because I know you're not here to do that either. I'm just kidding, this is church, but y'all are really here for an orange guy, and I don't mean the former president. Just kidding, bad joke. But there's somebody y'all are actually really looking forward to seeing, and I think he's maybe here, maybe ready.
Soon and very soon, we are gonna see the king.
He's already started. Man.
Soon and very soon, we are gonna see the
man,
king.
Man, they stepped it up with the organ. I like it. I like it. You all right down there? You okay?
I think so.
Did you injure yourself?
Soon and very soon, we are gonna see the king. Ow.
That one was a hard landing. Wait.
Oh, no. Everything's gone dark. I can't see
Herbie.
Anything. Everything's black.
Herbie.
I'm blind.
Turn around. Turn around.
Whoa, Pastor Gabe was right last night. I'm healed.
So, Herbie.
Yes.
You did not wait to get started and worked up this morning, did you?
No. In fact, I'm doing my rapture practice.
Oh,
soon and very soon. Woo! It's gonna happen any moment now. I know it.
It is gonna. Oh, Herbie. Man, those are some hard falls. You okay?
Yes, I have some proprietary knowledge, Pastor Jonathan. I've got a secret. Come here.
I don't know if I should.
Come here.
This scares me.
Closer.
No.
I don't want anybody to panic.
Oh, okay.
The rapture is happening today.
Oh, man.
It's happening today, Pastor Jonathan. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are the people ready for the rapture to happen?
Today.
Today. It could happen today.
No. It is happening today.
It is? Oh, yeah. Not can happen.
There's a whole lot of people going home.
Herbie.
Today. We're going home today.
Today. What makes you so sure that it's happening? I mean, I do agree that the rapture could happen at any moment. What
today.
Makes you think it's happening like...
It's today because of the weather. Now, I know we got some out-of-town guests that aren't used to this Louisiana heat, but even the Louisiana people are hot, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And the last time it was this hot, there was a fourth man in the fire. That means Jesus is coming today.
Hey, you know what? I won't be mad if Jesus comes today.
Yep.
I won't be mad at all.
Yep, that's why I'm doing my practice. Ready?
No, I don't know if you should.
Clear for takeoff.
No, no, Herbie.
Still not working.
Yeah. Ouch. One of these times you're not going to get back up.
Yeah, well, no, I keep bouncing back. Woo!
So, Herbie, you're here for a very special reason today, right?
Yes.
What are you here for today?
I'm here for family camp.
Amen. Family camp, you're always here for this Thursday morning service to help us with something,
yep,
right?
With the memory verse.
Yeah, the memory verse.
But.
I don't know if I like the yes. But with you.
Since the rapture's not happening, it might happen today, but since it might not, okay. I figure I might as well still try to live my dream.
As a resurrection singer.
Well, that was 2 years ago I tried that. And it hasn't worked out so far. Brother Swaggart, I'm still waiting on my call.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out. And last year I tried to convince Pastor Gabe to let me be a Bible college professor.
Yeah, and I heard him multiple times say denied.
Yeah. Yes, apparently you have to have a fever to be a Bible college professor.
A fever?
Yes, you have to have lots of degrees. I just didn't make the cut. But I'll be praying for you and Brother Paris and Dr. Amps. I'll be praying for you guys and your fevers.
Degrees doesn't mean fever. Degrees means like college.
Okay.
Not sure if you'll still be accepted or not. I'm pretty sure it's still denied. But. Okay.
Yeah. Well, this year I have my sights set on something new. Mr. Tim.
Where's he at? It's,
this year, I want to become a SBN TV producer.
This is not going to be good.
Yes. See, I watch a lot of SBN every single day. It's what I do all the time. And I was watching one day, and I had inspiration. You know what that means?
What's your definition of it?
I was inspired. I was watching, and I said, you know what? I've got some good ideas for some new shows on SBN.
Y'all are clapping and getting excited way too early. I know Herbie.
Yeah, who wants to see my ideas? Because not only am I a great singer, and not only am I really smart and have a fever and want to be a Bible college professor, but I'm also a producer and concept artist.
Concept
artist. Wait, which means I pulled out my crayons and my markers, and I came up with a professional pitch for some new SBN shows.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to see them? We're going to see them anyways.
Hey,
here we go.
The people want to see them. Let's.
Hold on 1 second. It's a little heavy. All right, for my first pitch,
okay. Man, this is...
Whew. Hold that up for everybody to see.
This is going to be interesting.
Biblical geography with Brother Jim Nations.
Huh.
And he's a smart guy, and I heard him say before that all roads lead to Rome. And he must be really, really smart. Because if you live in Baton Rouge and you know where any of these roads go, then God bless you. Way too much traffic around here. If I try to leave to find if one of them led to Rome, I'd never make it out. In fact, we have a song called, "You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name." No, it's literal. It's not just spiritual. You're literally not getting out here the same way you came in. So if you're a guest, you're stuck. All right, pitch number two.
Oh, man.
What do you think so far, Mr. Tim? Pretty good?
Your application's under review.
Did you hear that, Herbie?
Yeah, that means we're on the right track.
that was encouragement right there. Okay, the next one.
All right. This one is Entering Into Rest with Randy Knapps. Yes. And look, the multi-talented orange guy that I am, I even wrote the theme song for this one.
Uh-oh.
You see, I feel like sleeping, feel like snoozing, feel like snoring. And I'm sleeping my day away. That one's a winner right there, right?
Wow.
Yeah, the people want it. All right, next one.
Hold on, before you bring on the next one, I do have to say I'm not held liable for any of these posters. So I did not come up with these. Okay, what's
the
next one?
Well, they keep inviting me back, so.
There's, how many more? That's a lot of posters.
I had to make sure there was a different genres.
Oh, different genres.
Right. This might be one of my favorites.
Huh.
Create electrifying sermons with Dr. Amps. Yes, step-by-step sermon creating content.
So is this like what they're going to teach at the Bible college, you think?
Yeah.
I learned
a new word from Dr. Amps, too. Alliteration.
Do
you know what alliteration is? I thought it was throwing trash on the side of the road, but apparently that's not it.
What is it?
I don't know. You tell me. Isn't that where, like, the beginning of the words all have the same letter, and it sounds like it goes together, like Brother Brian Bakes Biscuits in Birmingham? Something like that. I learned it from Dr. Amps, and it's going to make my sermon so much better.
Yeah, Dr. Amps. Electrifying sermons.
Yes, and you know what? He's my second favorite doctor.
I'm scared to ask that question.
Come on now, I'm baiting you.
First favorite doctor.
Dr. Pepper. You know what? That might be copyrighted. It rhymes with Dr. Leper. All right, next pitch.
Next page.
Oh, before I bring this one out.
Oh, you're back.
Yes, before I bring this one out, I had a great idea for a genre we've never had on SBN before.
Okay.
Horror. Oh, I hear you. And I think Brother Gabe over there is getting nervous about what's going to come out. But just trust me, it's a great idea. Kids, you might want to cover your eyes. This might be very scary. Woo! Ooh, parents, watch out. SBN presents Taxes. Woo! Render unto Caesar. There's nothing scarier than looking at your paycheck and seeing how much disappears, right? Right? Nothing scarier. In fact, the easy way to remember it is net pay is what you actually earn. Gross pay is how much comes out. And it's gross how small your check gets over time, right? So yes, horror, taxes, woo!
That is horror.
How am I doing so far, Mr. Tim?
We're going to let your people call my people, and we're going to let them do lunch.
Oh, that sounds good. I love lunch. Make it salami. And Brother Jonathan,
yeah.
I have one more.
There's one more.
I save the best for last.
Okay.
Just like Jesus does.
Just like.
Here it comes. Do. And this one's not scary. Do. Herbie on TV. Boo.
Feel like this one maybe. Herbie presents SBN.
Yes, but not SBN. You said it wrong.
I said it wrong.
Yes, it's SBN. See, I marked out the S. It's SBN, not SBN.
No, but you marked out the S and put another S.
No. It's SBN. Say it with me. Herbie presents SBN.
Herbie presents SBN.
The Sandwich Broadcasting Network. And you might be saying, how is sandwiches biblical? Well, let me just tell you, it is. Because in the Old Testament, When Goliath stood before the Israelites, a father sent his son David with some bread and cheese to his brothers. Before he ever slung a stone, David was slinging some grilled cheese. And in the New Testament, when everybody forgot their lunch while Jesus was teaching, he took 5 loaves and 2 fish. You know what that sounds like?
What does that sound like?
Sounds like a fillet of fish. And even Jesus himself said, I am the bread, and my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. That means Jesus is the sandwich, satisfying the souls of those who seek him. And Dr. Amp, that's some great alliteration right there.
Yes. Hey, did you learn that from his electrifying sermons?
Oh, I did. I wrote it down.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Took me 24 hours to figure it out, but I got it. Mr. Tim, what do you think?
Don't call us. We'll call you.
All right. Do you have my number?
I'll find it.
All right, cool. That sounds positive.
It sounds positive.
Yes, I'm sure I'm going to make it. Stay tuned on Sunlight Broadcasting for new shows produced by Herbie.
You see, their applause got a little shaky towards the end. I don't know if you... Did you lose them?
My what?
The applause. They were really excited, and then at the... Did you lose them?
Lose the applause?
The people.
The people?
Yeah, are y'all excited for his shows?
Yeah, there's a few people. I think it's a winner.
The only people you need to be worried about are Tim's people, your people.
The hidden people. The ones we don't see that push all the buttons.
That's right. Well, Herbie, that was the last one, right?
Yes, that was it.
Okay, good. There's something besides presenting your shows that you're supposed to be doing for us this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We still have to do the memory verse, right?
Yes, we still have to do the memory verse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the reason you invited me.
Yes, the real reason why I invited you. That's right. Yes. So, you ready for the memory verse?
I sure am. Are you guys ready?
All right, this is how it's going to work. We've done it the past 2 years. I want y'all to do it again this year. We're going to repeat after Herbie. The memory verse will pop up on the screens. And I want everybody, it doesn't matter what your ID says, your age is, you're still a kid.
I can't believe they put that on there for everybody to read.
Yeah. You're a kid. So that means I want everyone to repeat it right after Herbie. You ready, Herbie?
I sure am.
Guys, you all ready?
Yeah.
I think they're ready.
Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed.
Oh, that was weak.
That was very weak.
I think we need to use our Pentecostal voices.
Oh, man, you want to send them through a warm-up real quick?
Maybe let's do it. Warm-up. Let's try this. Let the redeemed. Yeah, there. It's pretty close. You got to get a little rasp in there like you got a cold. Let the redeemed. Is that better?
It's getting better.
Okay.
It's getting better.
Of the Lord. Say so.
Say so.
Oh, in fact, Pastor Jonathan, I got your object lesson. Hold on, before I forget.
You have my object lesson?
Yep. Oh, gosh, this one's heavy.
That is very...
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
No. Herbie.
What?
Not so. Take this back. Okay. Take this back. That is not my object lesson at all. No. Not so as in sewing and stitching, but so, like, so what are you doing today? Like, so.
My mama said I'm not allowed to say that.
Huh?
My mama said not to talk that way to her, because she says, Herbie, did you clean your room? Meh. What do you mean, meh? So. She doesn't get super angry, she just does this. You know, everybody knows the look from their moms, right? What did you say? Yes, ma'am, I'm going right now. So I don't like saying so.
Well, it's from the Bible. I think it's okay this time.
Okay.
Okay, so why don't you lead it through it for us one more time, then I'm going to get one boy and one girl that'll come down and try to do the memory verse. We've got some Bibles to give away. Sound good?
Awesome.
All right, let's try it one more time.
Let the redeemed. Oh, yeah. Of the Lord. Say so. Not the disrespectful one. Not the sewing one. I mean the one where you stitch clothing together.
Right, right, right.
But so.
So.
There we go.
Where is it found?
Psalms 107. Two.
Awesome. Well, let me get maybe one boy, one girl from the crowd. Do I have someone that might maybe know it? This gentleman right here in the front, why don't you come up right over here?
Come on down.
All right, turn around, look at me, and why don't you repeat it for everybody in the mic?
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Awesome. Where's it found?
What?
Where's it found? What's the verse?
In the Bibles.
Psalm 107:2.
That's it. Go right over here. Awesome job, man. Awesome job. Let me get a girl. Do I have a girl that maybe knows it? Right here. Come on up here.
Yep. Come on up.
Come on up here.
You're the next contestant.
All right. Come right down here. And say it loud for everybody.
Let the redeemed.
That's okay.
I like the emotion.
Give it another try. Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed. Let the redeemed. Of. The Lord say so.
Yeah.
Psalms 107, chapter 2.
That's it. Awesome. Go ahead and go grab a Bible. Let's give them a hand. Good job, guys. Good job. Good job. I hope you all remember it. Herbie,
yes,
I hope
sir?
You remember it's not sewing.
So.
It's so.
So.
So. Thank you so much for coming.
It's no problem. It's the highlight of my year.
And I think it's the highlight of everyone's year whenever they get to come and hear you. Don't y'all enjoy Herbie? Awesome. Thank you so much
for coming.
We're going to see you later this week over in Powerhouse Kids.
Hopefully so, if you'll invite me back.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe
I'll have my people call your
All
people.
All right, that sounds positive. See you guys.
Awesome. Let's give Herbie a hand this morning. Awesome job. Awesome. Let's go ahead, before we start our service, everyone bow your heads, close your eyes. Let's go before the Lord in prayer for the remainder of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, and we thank you, first of all, for your spirit that has already been here this morning. Lord, through the praise and worship, through the songs and the singing, God, we have felt your anointing. And right here this morning, I ask that your anointing would continue, that you would anoint my lips. Anoint me to speak the words you'd have me to speak, but anoint the hearers, Father, so that it wouldn't just come into our minds, but Lord, that your word would come into our hearts, and that we would understand what you would have for us today. And we ask all these things in your son's holy and precious name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. Psalms, the book of Psalms, the largest book in the Bible, the most chapters, have many different authors. Some are written by David, some written by Moses, some written by Solomon, some written by Asaph. Many different people would write a psalm, but however, not every psalm has an author that we know. This is one of those psalms that we don't really know who wrote it. But there's one common phrase throughout this psalm. It's actually mentioned a total of 4 times in verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, verse 31. All of these verses say the exact same thing, and this is what it says. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You see, this psalm is a psalm, even though we don't know who the author is, we know exactly what this psalm is saying and exactly what this psalm is encouraging. And what this psalm is encouraging is praise to God. That's why it starts off with, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." There's no one more qualified to praise God than someone who's been redeemed. I'm going to say that again. There's no one that is more qualified to praise God than those that he has redeemed. There's no age listed in this psalm. It doesn't say, let the redeemed who are at least 25 say so. It doesn't say, let the redeemed who have been saved at least 30 years say so. It just says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. No matter what our age is, we, as the redeemed, should be praising and worshiping God. But the psalm doesn't leave us hanging and just say, praise him. The psalm actually tells us why we should praise him. It actually lists a lot of things that I don't have time to even get into, but I've got a few that I want to point out really quickly in this psalm on reasons why we should praise God. The reasons we should praise. The first one I'm going to point out, and again, I'm not going through all of them, but I'm going to jump to verse 14. Because verse 14 in Psalms 107, it tells us one reason why we should be praising God. It says this, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. You see, you and I were born with sin. We're born with a sin nature. And if you don't believe me, put two kids in a room with one toy and you'll see very quickly the sin nature rise up. In fact, you put two adults in one room with one object, you'll probably see the sin nature rise up. Rewind to my teenage days whenever I would play basketball, you'd see that sin nature rise up pretty quick. We all are born with a sin nature. In fact, Paul would make sure and say in Romans that all have sinned. Everyone say all. The Bible says all have sinned, not some, all. Every one of you in here, we have sins and fall short of the glory of God, but not just one time. Because in the Greek, fall short of the glory of God actually says continually fall short. Even after salvation, we fall short. Even after we're saved, we fall short. But you see, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But it doesn't stop there. Paul would even say in Romans, the wages of sin is death. You and I deserve death. That's what we deserve. In fact, that's what we've earned. Because we've all sinned, wages is what you're paid when you do something. As you get older, you get a job and have taxes taken out. As you get older, you get a job, and as you work your hours, you get a paycheck every week, every 2 weeks, every month, whatever it is. You get a paycheck. You're paid for your work. You and I work sin, therefore we're paid death. The wages of sin is death. But it doesn't stop there. But the gift of God. The gift of God. Something that's been given to you, something you don't have to earn, something you don't deserve. What God has given you, the gift of God, is eternal life. He took your place. He took your death. He took your penalty and said, here, have life. We get to look forward to eternal life one day. You want to know one reason why you and I should be giving God praise and glory and honor? Because one day when you were in a pit of darkness, one day when all hell was breaking loose in your life and you saw no way out, you decided to look up and God reached down his hand to you. There's a song that Tara sings, even if he has to reach way down, which some of us in here, he had to reach pretty far down in our sin and in our darkness. But God's not scared of that. He's ready for your faith so he can reach down and pick you up. A reason to praise God, because when I was lost in my trespasses and sins, according to Ephesians 2, I was lost and dead in my trespasses and sin, but he quickened me. He made me alive. If that's not good enough, verse 16 gives us another reason that we should praise God. You see, it's believed that this psalm was written either during the Babylonian captivity or after, but the purpose of the psalm was to maybe one day be read when the temple, the new temple, was built, and it was to be read during the sacrifices. And in Babylon, it's believed that they had gates of brass on the city, and it was viewed as holding in those captives. You know, they were captives because they rejected God. They turned their back on God, the one who rescued them out of Egypt, as Pastor Gabe preached last night, the one that pointed to that tree to Moses and made those bitter waters sweet, the one that produced manna for them, the one where a rock followed them in the wilderness to give them water. They turned their back on that God to false gods, and because of that, they were brought into captivity. But Babylon had those gates of brass that held them in. Verse 16 says this, "For he has broken the gates of brass." He has broken the gates of brass, the very gates that held them in, God destroyed. The very gates that held them in, God destroyed. He broke the gates of brass. Well, what in the world does that mean for me? We already sang it this morning. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. And I love how God works, because I pointed it to my associate Isaac over there. As Pastor Gabe got up there and started leading them in that song, I pointed right in my notes, "He that the Son has set free is free indeed. The chains that used to bind me, the chains that seemed like they would never let go, the chains that seemed impossible to break, the chains that kept holding me down, they're now laying at my feet, and I've got the victory over sin. Not because of anything I've done, but because of everything he's already done. All I've got to do is place my faith in that. Place my faith in the cross and watch those chains fall." You want a reason to praise God? Praise him for the chains that are at your feet. Some of you in here were bound by drugs. They're at your feet. Some of you in here were bound by alcohol. They're at your feet. Some of you in here were bound by religion. And let me tell you, those chains of religion are now at your feet. You want a reason to praise him? He reached down and picked you up, cleansed you of your sins. And as you walked around in chains, feeling defeated, feeling broken, feeling like you couldn't do anything, crying out to God, one day came where those chains shattered. He broke the gates of brass. I hear the chains falling this morning. I hear the chains falling this morning. God wants to break your chains. Whether it's over by television or right here in this sanctuary, I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants to break your chains. And those chains that used to bind you, they don't have to bind you anymore. They can be broken by the power of his blood. You want a reason to praise him? Let me give you a few more reasons to praise him. Verse 20 is where I'm going to stop, but it's going to be three that I'm going to go through very quickly. First one, he sent his word. He sent his word. John chapter 1 declares that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You want to know who the word is? Let me tell you his name, Jesus. You feel like you have nothing to praise him for, and I get it. Sometimes you feel that way. Sometimes life can weigh on you. It doesn't matter what age you are. Sometimes life feels like it's pressing you down. But let me tell you, a reason why you have to praise this morning is because of Jesus. Because he saw fit to lay aside his deity. He didn't give it up. He laid it aside. Came down from heaven, all of the riches and the beauty of heaven. Why? To die. He didn't come to get famous. He didn't come to get all eyes on him. He came to die, to be a sacrifice for you and for me. He sent his word. Verse 20, he didn't just send his word though. He healed them. I have felt in my spirit for months. For months. I preached it up in Cuba, Missouri earlier this year. I've preached it almost everywhere I've gone this year. I have felt it in my spirit that the people need to be reminded the days of miracles are not over. He healed them. He healed them. And I'm here to tell you right now, healing right there, I don't know if it's theologically correct or not. It's not even in my notes. This just popped in my head, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Healed right there, past tense, it's already been paid for. You don't have to earn your healing. You don't have to work it up. God has already paid for your healing. Pastor gave sermon last night, still rolling all over me. He healed them. I can tell you of a time, the Powerhouse kids already know this story. They've heard it who knows how many times. 2013, had the Monday off of work, decided I was going to go to the beach. We lived close enough, I was making it a day trip. Went with some friends, and I fell asleep on the beach, not covered by any shade, and I woke up hurting. First, second, and third degree burns. Sun poisoning, swelling. It was bad. So bad that I called in sick to work. I couldn't move. I was hurting. And I get a phone call from Pastor Mike, who was head of the children's ministry back then and did an awesome job for over 20 years. And I get a phone call from him. He said, "Hey, Jonathan, I just wanted to remind you, you're preaching Sunday." I have a policy that as long as I'm able to, I say yes. So I told him, "Yes, sir, I'll be there." I show up that Sunday morning, my feet still swollen, hurting, It hadn't gone away. Started getting better. And we were right there in that room. Song that we always sing. I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole from me. I mean, you got to understand, my feet were so swollen. I had to squeeze them into my shoes. It was painful to walk, but there comes a point in that time where it repeats, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. And when we get to that point, the kids know, they just start jumping. They start jumping and stomping on Satan. And I hear one word in my spirit. Jump. As I started jumping, my feet started shrinking. My shoes fell off. No more pain, no more hurting, and I was able to preach God's word that morning. My God is a God that still heals. You want a reason to praise him this morning? It's for your healing. Pastor Jonathan, you don't understand. I'm still sick. I'm still hurting. It seems like there's no end in sight. It's time you praise him anyways. It's time you praise him for what he's going to do. Because it's been paid for. Believe for your miracle this morning. I believe if you didn't get it last night, you're about to get it tonight, because God is still in the healing business. God still heals. The days of miracles are not over, and we're not just gonna see it in adults, kids getting out of wheelchairs, teens praising him. The depression is broken. The cutting is over. The drinking is done. They give it all to Jesus. Praise him this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Your healing is on the way. Glory to God. If it's not enough that he picked you up out of your pit, if it's not enough that he shattered those chains that bound you, I'm here to tell you, your healing is coming. Praise God. Your healing is coming. He sent his word. He healed their disease, but it doesn't stop there. Verse 20 also says, he delivered them from their destructions. My Bible says, no weapon formed against me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I got news for you, Satan. It won't work. Glory to God. Glory to God. Devil, take your best shot. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's greater this morning. He's greater. Praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your healing is coming. Your protection is here. In the hands of the Almighty Creator. No weapon formed against me. It doesn't say that no weapons will be formed. It doesn't say life is going to be easy. It doesn't say it's going to be a piece of cake. But what it tells me is I've got the victory. No weapon formed against me will prosper. If you need more reasons than those, there's something wrong. Because I'm here to tell you, he saves you. He's healed you. He's baptized you in the Holy Spirit. He's coming again. And get ready, because Herbie isn't wrong. It could be today. It could be right now. He's protected you. These are reasons we should be giving God praise. The question popped up in my mind, okay, why I should praise God? Those are good reasons, but where? Where should I praise him? Haha, beat me to the punch. Psalm 107, verse 32. Go ahead and put it on the screens because I want you to read it with me. Verse 32, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Some of you think my praise should be private. Some of you think my praise should be in my prayer closet. But I'm here to tell you, your praise should be right here in God's house. It should be public in front of everybody, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise him. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's time to praise him. It's okay to be Pentecostal. It's okay to be Pentecostal in front of your kids. It's okay, because guess what? They get the watered-down curriculum most of the places already anyways. Let them see what Pentecost really is like, where when you start feeling the presence of God rolling over you, I can't help but jump. I can't help. I just can't help it. Why? Because he saved me. Because he healed me. Because he picked me up out of my miry darkness and he shattered my chains. Huh. Some of you say I would never be caught dead waving my arms in church. Some of you say I would never be caught dead running through a sanctuary when the Spirit of God hits me and all over me. Some of you say I wouldn't be caught dead jumping. I wouldn't be caught dead shouting. I wouldn't be caught dead screaming. You ain't gonna get nothing from me. I'm gonna do my duty, show up to church and leave. Some of you think you're a little too good for that, but let me tell you what the psalmist said. Make your praise public. Make your praise public. Quit hiding what God has done for you. In the psalm, it's saying, shout it out loud. Quit hiding. Quit keeping it back. Let it bubble up in your spirit. Some of you are starting to get it this morning. We're going to make Pentecostals out of you yet. God has done a work in your life. God has moved over you. God has touched you. And it's about time you quit holding back and let that praise start bubbling. Because guess what? Faith is contagious. You start swaying just a little bit. The person next to you starts swaying just a little bit. Next thing you know, person across the auditorium starts jumping. The person next to him starts running, and God is on the move. Why should I run? He saved you. He healed you. He touched you. He's protected you. Why should I praise him? Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. Mental illness, stand aside. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. So what am I going to do? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Singers and musicians, go ahead and come back. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It doesn't make sense. Why would God do this for me? Because that's the kind of God that I serve. It doesn't make sense. Why would he save me? That's the kind of God that I serve. Because he's God when the lightning flashes. He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven. He's God that saved my soul. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He's God of the Hebrew children. He's God of Abraham. He's God in your fiery furnace. He's God, the great I am. And God don't ever change. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God that healed Pastor Gabe is the God that will heal you. The God who healed me is the God who will heal you. The God who said, Brother Joe, wherever he is, out of his methamphetamines, guess what he's going to do for you? Because he's the same God. Why in the world would God do this? Because that's the kind of God. You're starting to get it this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let your faith be contagious this morning. This altar call is simple. It's time to praise. Come down here. It's time to praise. That's the kind of God that I serve.
That's the kind of God that I serve.
What has he done for you? Come down. It's time to worship. It's time to praise.
Glory, 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 glory. I'm telling you, this thing's just about ready to take off. What a phenomenal, phenomenal service. That's the kind of God that I serve. You've got a reason to praise him. You've got a reason to shout this morning. We're going to have a great time for the rest of the day. Make sure you go and check out all of the stuff we've got happening, of course, in the bookstore and the museum. And then don't miss the workshops and the activities this afternoon. Do you love Jesus? Don't miss the service tonight. Pastor Paris is going to be ministering. Turn around, tell your neighbor you love him. Just one more time, Brian.
Well, that's the kind of God that I serve. Well, that's the kind of God that I serve.
We hope you've enjoyed this live service from FWC Family Camp 2023. For more information, visit our website at fwcfamilycamp.org.